From line block the mother up to the Aleph, the two dots, the five lines from the top of the page. Yeah, so we're talking about over here, you shouldn't use the candle and the psalmim of a goy, and we say because generally it's for avodah zarah. And then we said the light that you use mitzvah Shabbos has to be a light that rested, that you didn't do a malach, and even though a goy is no iser, but if a yid would you have lit on the Shabbos no good, so you cannot use it. Okay, however, if it was lit for a sick person, which you're allowed to, then you're allowed to use a candle for Havdalah, for Meireish. And we have the Yom Kippur is very similar to Shabbos, but different to Mitzvah Shabbos. The main reason why we're doing it is because that's what happened the first time, because Adam Rishon had this inspiration Mitzvah Shabbos. So therefore, it doesn't matter the light was actually lit Mitzvah Shabbos for the first time, because in fact, that's a replica of what happened then. But in Kippur, the only reason why we light Meireish in Kippur has nothing to do with Adam Rishon. It has to do with the fact that to show that you couldn't have lit it till now because it was Usher on Yom Tov. So therefore, the only candle that we can use is a candle that rests in Yom Kippur. Because then if the candle knows you lit it before Yom Kippur, and you demonstrate then that this candle here, you know, had to be lit before Yom Kippur to be able to use it. So if you don't have a candle, you cannot make a Beit HaMikdash Matzah Yom Kippur. Tell them we learned. Nochri a goy shehid lit miYisrael. If a goy lit a candle from a yid, or a Yisrael shehid minochri a yid went to a fire from a goy that was burning and used that to light his candle, is mevorchin olav. You still ought to make a bracha. But a nochri minochri, if one goy lit from another goy, a mevorchin olav, which is obviously very difficult to understand. If a yid can light from a goy's candle, why can't a goy light from a goy's candle and pass it on to you? Maishno nochri minochri, why can't you use a goy deloy? No, we shouldn't deloy shavas, because the original candle was probably lit on Shabbos. So a yid from a goy is the same story. What's the clue? Goy lights from a goy, yid lights from a goy. The fact is, the original candle was lit on Shabbos. So loy shavas. Holy Shabbat, then rest. The Chitim, you're going to answer me. You know why I use a lot from a goy? Because it's always new fire. It's always replenished. It's always new fire. So therefore, the fire that I'm using now was not the same fire that the goy lit 3 hours ago on Shabbos. Nu sebezei a goy, lighting from a goy is the same thing. The Chitim, hachi suda ozalei gan, vachrin hu, ubi yada, disrol kome yalda, let's say it's a brand new fire. So I have a couple of problems. The main one is, all the time we learn, hamoitzi shal have a shusarabim, somebody walks around with a flame on Shabbos, and a shusarabim is chayiv, is liable because carrying. Now, why are you chai for carrying? Am I chai masha okolo near that which you picked up on that end? That fire is not the same fire you put down. And we know when it comes to carrying, you have three components. You have to lift it. We'll soon see the learning Gemara Shabbos in a couple of weeks. You have to lift it, you have to transport it, and then you have to put it down. But it has to be the same item. Here, the fire that you picked up, you're telling me it's no longer here. It's a new fire that came down. And so therefore, that's
the psila. The fire has to hold on to
but
something.
But the psila is bottled to the fire. Your purpose is, because that's the law of Shabbos. If you, for example, carry a keli on Shabbos and with food inside, and my main purpose is the food, then I am not liable if the food doesn't have the shear. Yeah, Pega Matzni, the first Mishnah. You're not liable if you don't carry the shear because the keli is bottled to the food because your main purpose is the food. And if the food does not have the shear, with the required shear of carrying, then you put it on Shabbos. Same thing over here. You don't want the candle, you want the fire. So, but the fire itself, according to you, is not the same fire you picked up. Then maybe there's new fire, but the original fire is still there. So when you're making a bracha, so what are you making a bracha on? The additional fire which is right now. So that's why Yid can take from a goy. So why can't a goy take from a goy? Why can't a goy light from a goy? We're about three lines and a wide line. So you're right. Gzeda. We are worried, Mishum Nachrish, if we allow a second goy, next time we can go directly to the first goy, we lit it on Shabbos. And the Amad Rishon, he just lit it. If he lit it right before Shabbos is over, you're going to use it before it had a chance for new fire to come on. So we're goyzy because of Nachrish and Amad Rishon. We're up to the two dots. Tana Rabbanan, we're still learning about Beit HaMikdash. Our Rabbanan learned, walking outside the city, you saw a fire. And the question is, was this a goyish fire lit today, or was it, what is it? Imrev Nachrim, if most of the people there, majority of people there are goyim, then Einay Mevarech, you do not make a bracha, because it was lit on Shabbos. Imrev Yisrael Mevarech, but majority didn't, then you could make a bracha. So in the Chayda, what about half and half? We seem to have a contradiction by inferences. Hagu Vakasha. This itself is questionable. Amid, you said, Imrev Nachrim, Mevarech, majority are goyim, you don't make a bracha, it seems, how machsa, half and half, Mevarech. Then Vahadotani, Imrev Yisrael, only the majority of Jews Mevarech, is Mashma, Ha Machsa, Machsa, and Mevarech. says Gemara, don't make that deduction. Bidin who really dafila machzah machzah namberach half and half make a bracha. But I did the Tanya Reish Rav Nachrim because it says in the beginning the majority of goyim Tanya Sefer Rav Yisrael the majority of Yidden. Tanya Rami learned how you mahalach chusakal going outside the city for a tinek Yisrael kid vavu could be yared torch in his hand. Boydik achra you have to check the kid out who he is. Im Yisrael if the kid is a Yidden mevarich you can use a torch to make a bracha meish. But im Nachrihu but if it's a goy ain't a mevarich you don't. So he's going maybe because it's well loy Shabbos. My idiot tinnik. So what's chilugah? Why a child? If you look at the same thing. Anybody, an adult. If it's a yid, you can make a bracha on the torch and on the flame. And if it's a guy, you can't. He made a second after the end of shkia, which like the second Shabbos is over. Godel mucha milsa devad noch. If it's a godel, definitely it's a guy. You didn't have time yet to get out there already lighting fires. It's not made whatever. Tinu, but it comes to and also want to have a little tesis. A child, Emel Yisraelu, ikriv enochem. Maybe it's a yid, but he just didn't know, and by chance he happened to carry it out because Shabbos was just over. Didn't really about tesis and all that. How do I learn? How you mahalach chutzal krach? You're going outside of a city, but you saw fire. Im over kefiyah kifshin. If it is very very thick, like the opening of a big furnace where they used to burn bricks, they used to make bricks there. So if it's such a thick fire, then you should know that it's what that it's that it, why that part of the fire is also used for light. Mevarich lav im la, but if it's not such a thick fire, then it's not made for light at all, and it's only made for cooking. And mevarich lav, you only make a bracha on light that on fire that is meant to be light, not fire for any other purpose. Tani chadu lint one brayse urshel kifshel fire from a furnace mevarich and only make a bracha. Another place, if the fire just started, then the main purpose is only to burn the bricks, to create the bricks, therefore it's not for light. Hold of a safe towards the end, you already burned all the stones and everything else, and the fire is still great, and that must be also partly for light. Using also a tani chadul in one place, urshel tanur shekrayim vorchlov. The fire of an oven or a stove, you make a bracha. But tani yiduch aim a vorchlov, you don't make a bracha. Again, depends what the purpose. Like kasha, habitchila habesayf. The beginning is for cooking, and the end is for light as well. Tani chadul in one place, urshel basic and as a basic medrash. The light of a shul or a basic medrash, mevorchlov, you make a bracha, which means the light is meant for light. But tani was elsewhere aim a vorchlov, you don't make a bracha. Like kasha. How the ika adam chashav? There's a chashav a person in the base of medrash, and the reason why there's candlelight there is alt covered for the chashav a person. How the leka adam chashav? There's no chashav a person there. Then why do you have light there to see? Tesla is just opposite. There is adam chashav there. You specially lit the light for that person so they should be able to see. But there's no adam chashav. Then you lit the light only for covered of a shul. Shouldn't be a dark place. Ibai yisema or how the ika adam chashav? There's no chashav there. Or according to Tesla, there's no adam chashav there. If there's a chazan, which remember, those are the chazan, does not mean a guy you daven for the omen. The chazan was a shamash. So if there's a shamash who eats his meals in the base of medrash, he needs light. Then it's light. Then there's no light. There's a chazan, there's a kasha. Interesting. If the moonlight was there, in those days, there was no pollution. So if there's all these lights that were canceling out the moonlight. So if the moonlight was there, it was very powerful. And you were able to see, you can eat in moonlight. So then why are the candles there? It must be for cover of the shul. Well, the lekker seder, there's no moonlight there, then he needs a candle, push it for light. Tell him what we learned. And therefore, ner tamid cannot be used if they have these candles, if they had a ner tamid candle. You could use it because it's for covered basic nesses, not for, for light. Tell him what we learned. You're sitting in base of medrash. They view Ulaf name. You see, Beis Hamedrash brought a light before you. Beis Shammai says, "Kol echad ve'echad mevorach la'atzma." Beis Shammai says that each one should make his own bracha, and Beis Shul says, "Echad mevorach kol is preferred that one person should make a bracha for everybody." Shushanemrit says, "Be'roiv am hadras melech." That what everyone should, one person makes a bracha, everybody's yetsa. The chayde we learned before when it comes to birchas hanenin, that you have to all besit behaseba and everything else, and there's no conditions there. So the Tzemach explains, when it comes to eating, every person eats themselves. What do I have to do with you? So we need to do something to make us one unit. So how can you make a bracha for me? I'm the one who's eating, you're making a bracha. So we have to sort of connect me to you. We have to connect me. How do we connect you? We both sat down at the meal together to eat a meal together. When it comes to light, I'm enjoying the same light that you're enjoying. Therefore, we're automatically one unit. Because we're all enjoying the same thing. So therefore, you can make a bracha and be made to me.
What were the Rosh HaTevis here? I forget.
Which one?
Mishin Aleph and Behei Aleph.
That's
Beshameh and Beshameh.
Yeah, the famous Beshameh.
I need another coffee. Bye.
Bishleiva Basil Mefarshi Time is explained. Because Rav Am Hazmelech, Bisham, my timer. So we hold a bitl base of meta. This is something you should learn in every yeshiva. That if one guy makes a bracha, everyone has to answer amen. It's one extra word. You just lost 5 seconds of learning. Because you have to say amen. If you would make your own bracha, there's no amen after yourself. You don't say amen yourself. So you save yourself the bracha amen. So that's the problem. If you're all going to hear someone's davening, so make a bracha, if you answer amen, you just lost time in learning. How can you waste more time? If you stop learning to listen to this guy or me, it takes us the same time, the length of time to make a bracha. But if you said, I have to answer amen, and that's the problem. It's a big problem because you just lost another 30 seconds of 3 seconds of learning, 4 seconds, and that can't be. You're not supposed to. And look at that. Look, and this is the next thing is very interesting, which is the halacha. People not aware. Tanya Mahachish Beis Ram Gamliel, in the house of Ram Gamliel, they would never say, if you were learning Teda or Shir or something else, somebody gives a sneeze, they would never say, the time that it took you to say Gesund, zu Gesund, you just didn't learn for that time. Imagine? No, you say, yeah, that's how it should be. Why are we talking? We should be learning. Now, there's a fantastic Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side. Look at Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side, if you can, for a second. Gilyan Ashas. Why do we say Tzugezunt? A lot of people say Tzum Leben. Why do you say Tzum Leben or Tzugezunt? Look at Gilyan Ashas. You see, Rashi, Dima Maska, Marpesh, or Gilyan Leben, you say Tzugezunt. Vuhu bepikir Abelezer. Comes to Pikir Abelezer, Pedig Nun Beis. Miyoyim Shenivru Shemayim Va'odot. From the day the heaven and earth created, Lo Hoya Odom Chaylo. Nobody got sick. When the time came up, you're walking down the street, you're in the marketplace, you gave a sneeze, that's how they died. You gave a sneeze and the neshama passed out to the nostrils. Because how did the neshama come in? Blew in the neshama inside us, and that's how it goes out. Came along Yaakov and said, hey, that's not fair. If you want to write a tzavah, a last will and testament, you want to say goodbye to your family, you have no premonition when this is going to happen. I want to have a chance to tell my children, let me get a little bit sick so I'll know that I'm about to pass away. The time is David should sometimes make people sick for years and years and years. Yaakov never asked for that. Give him a couple of days or a week. Anyhow, the natural Adabisha conceded. Leficha chayiv adam leime b'yatishos. That's what you have to say when someone sneezes. Chayim tum leben or tum gesund. That this death should turn into light. Shenemar atishos of tahel oy. That the sneezing should turn. It should illuminate. That's why we say tum gesund.
But not in the middle of learning.
Not in the middle of learning, because that second it took you to say it, even though it's a good reason, and it says chayiv leimen, not any time you could. Sorry? Yeah, asusa means tzugzum. Aramaic. No, asusa is Aramaic. Health. Asusa is health. So anyway, right? Fascinating halacha. Take the phones away before you go into class. My time, why not? You don't make a candle of something of mason, why not? Why do you have candles by a mace? It's covered. It's covered. Yeah, so because it's covered, we only can use fire that was lit to light. Something because it's meant to remove, to be a good scent. And that's not good. The reason why we have some Matzah Shabbos is to appease ourselves and to make us feel better. We just lost the beautiful second Shema that we had, the additional Shema we had, which is the secret in Morbe that the Eibishter keeps us in the Eibishter, and to calm us down. And therefore, we need something that's meant to be for us. Yeah. It's meant to smell good. That's only from here. It's not meant to smell good. Here it's meant to get rid of the bad smell of the body of the deceased. By candles, if the dead person is such a chashev guy that even by day they're able to use candles, and obviously the purpose of candles is covered. The only time you use candles for this kind of a person is at night. Obviously, it's for light. You make a bracha. So not everybody gets this covered. Abuna said, "Psamim shall base a kisei. Psamim used for the toilet. For Shem, also lavish deserves to remove the grime. Amy Baruch, make a bracha. Lememel cholecha lavelecha vidlem Baruch. So you tell me, what if it's not meant specifically to have a good scent, then and you don't make a bracha. So Meitzel has a question. It says, "Anich lechanusha b'shem." You walk in the perfume store of Ariyachrecha and you smell it. I feel the yosher going in full. It's out there all day long, and you smell it constantly. The beautiful fragrances. Ain noim avarecha lepamach. You make a bracha only once. Going in, nichnis v'yotze, nichnis v'yotze avarecha kapam and pam. Make a bracha every single time. Perfume today, most many parts you don't make a bracha because there's no ikka there. The source of it is not ikka, and also it's all chemicals. It's all chemicals.
But you have actual oils. Like
oh, that's it. You have to make a bracha. We've learned before. And balsam, you make a special bracha. But well, over here, the lav lerecha Davida, over here in the store, it's not meant for, it's just he has it because he wants to sell it. It's not meant to give off a fragrance, and yet to give him a baruch. What are you talking about? He's very happy to have the fragrance because it draws people in. It's like a magnet. And people go in, and every store has a few open bottles, and you can dab your finger in there and see how good it is. Or smell it. In the lerecha nami Davida for both. The nicha people smell it, and he's going to buy from it. So we learned. It's a big machlek if we allow to smell chametz on Pesach. Because regel of meals are here, but maybe if you're... that poskim hold, you're not allowed to touch chametz on Pesach. Even a goy's chametz, you're not allowed to touch. You walk in a store on Kohl's and have the fresh bread, you're allowed to walk over and give a shmek. So this happy halacha, yeah. The others say you shouldn't, but others say you can because smelling is not my mushes. There's nothing really there. But that possible, you're not allowed to touch even a goy's chama. Just touch it because you might come to eat it or you might whatever. Talk about we learn. You're once walking out of the city, you smell. Pretty fascinating Gemara. Rabbi Yossi says, "Afilu Roiv Yisrael." You know, by Goyim, we don't want to because maybe avoid the Zara. Even most Yidden, we don't. You don't make a bracha. Why? Mipnei Shebnoi Yisrael Mekatas Lekshafim. That Bnei Yisrael used to be Mekater for Kshafim, some kind of a kitchen for health reasons. For health reasons. So the Gemara.
How do you know that's for health reasons?
I just added that in. Otu Kulu.
Because maybe there's something.
You'd rather learn literally.
No, I'm trying to understand it. That's,
well, that's it. The health reasons. Potions. Otu Kulu Lachshafim Mekatim. Every Yiddish woman is Mekatim Lachshafim. Don't get excited. It's only a few. And a number of them doing it not to have a good smell, but to give an odor to the good fragrance to the clothes. So not that it itself should smell of the room. And the shtaka rubed lav rechov is not made to stamp smell the room. The figure make a bracha. The chol rubed lav rechov lemevarich. And what do you call it? And rubed not reyach, you don't make a bracha. Somebody travels every Shabbos in Tveria. Tveria was a valley. Umetzoy Shabbos, Tzipori, and Tzipori was on a mountain. But the Shabbos, where they smelled it, ain't the mevorik, don't make a bracha. Neshechaskosi, ain't the osir, the gamma, but it's a kelim. The chazok is, that is what, it's meant to give a good fragrance in the kelim. They did it every Shabbos, they did it Metzoy Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos of Kufites, Amar Abyesi, Halavaye, he chelki, my chelik should be from the people in Tveria who makabal Shabbos, and the people in Tzipori, umetzoy Shabbos. So some of the Shayin learn, it's this Gemara right here, because they people go out of their way to show the covet of Shabbos by putting perfume on all their Shabbos clothes. And other people put perfume on Tzoy Shabbos because they feel so bad that Shabbos is over. So he loves to be in those places. But Rashi there learns, Tveria was a valley, so therefore the sun sets a lot earlier than in Tzipori on the top of a mountain, so they bring in Shabbos very early. And Tzipori, but Tveria on the other hand, you know, Shabbos goes out a lot earlier because the mountain blocks us, whatever, it makes it dark. I think Tzipori, they bring out Shabbos much later. So he says, I'll be from Tveria at the beginning of Shabbos, and Tzipori, I'll have more Shabbos. Yeah, but that's different. Only smell to smell in the ear. Only to the ear. This is not for there. This is to get into clothing. They used to burn the incense to go into clothing. This is the base of the machlekes by chametz. If you're walking in the street and you want it to smell, and it's from a goy, you're a sinner because maybe it's avodah zara. We had a whole gemara in Pesach. We will have a whole gemara in Pesach. The chofei there between Abayi and Rava. If efshev leikam mechavim, you're walking down the street, and you had a choice of going to another street, but here, but now you had no intention of smelling it, but you can't help it. It comes into your nose. Are you eating anything or not? We'll have a whole machlekes there. Lo efshev mechavim, efshev leikam mechavim. All the different scenarios. Then we're right to long blot. If you were to stand close to this candle, you'd use this light. But right now, you're far away, you can't use it, doesn't matter. As long as you were being close, it has light. Wherever you are, you can use it to make a bracha. You can be a mile away from the person who's making avdola, you can make it with your hands and be happy. Have to be far away. We had a candle in your bosom. I'm not sure why you have a lit candle inside your bosom. To burn things. Oi, penis, or inside a glass. Oi, in a lantern. You saw a flame, but you weren't able to use the light. Let's see how that's possible. Oi, you use the light, but you never saw the original flame, because like in a corner. You have to use two considerations. You have to see the flame and enjoy the flight. Using its light, you didn't see the original flame. That's possible, because you're standing in a corner behind the wall. You can see the light reflecting on the wall, but you can't, and you can see things with it, but you can't see the original light. Fine. You saw the flame, but you can't use the fire. How can it be? There's only one way possible. You're far away. You're far away. And it says it's no good until you can actually be close. You have to have two criteria. No, if you're going to Amyev Ozlo, the flame itself is coming down, or it's sort of simmering, and you can hardly see it. Glowing coal, is dying or dim, what's that glowing coal? If you put there a match or a little piece of wood with the electric that it catch on fire on its own, that means it's glowing. The word technically, is it an aleph or with an ayin? The cedar trees would not cover over in the garden of Hashem. So we see that amamu with an ayin is what it means, that it wouldn't block out, the fire isn't strong enough. But Rabbi says, yeah, oh, you say Mammy, Rabbi disagrees. He says you have to manage to be close to the candle and see the kama, how close they have to be. I'm gonna look at this. You can tell the difference in these two coins. And that's why we use our fingers around the candle, according to many, so we can see where the nail ends and the skin begins. That's why you put it there. So if you can see they have enough benefit from the light that you can distinguish between your nail and your skin. You can see it. A certain kind of weight in Tveriyah, a certain weight of Tzipayi. Rabbi Yehuda used to make a bracha on the candle. He used to make Avdol in his house, and he used to use the torch, or he used to look at the torch of the house of Adodaila, and he used to look at that torch, even though it was far away, and he made a bracha. You don't have to be near there. Rav mevarech adrei guri ba'chama. Rav's next door neighbor is guri ba'chama, and he used to only use that candle right close by. Abai mevarech adrei baravua. Abai is making a bracha on the house of baravua, which we will assume is close as well. You don't have to look for candlelight. Kederesh mechazan. You have to look, but here you don't have to. Why? It's only a shmach, as the Rishonim explains. It's only a praise, and because only a praise. If you have it, you praise. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Now this is a hard piece to understand. I used to go around looking for candles. It seems like it was a rare thing. It was not so easy to have candles. I heard what Rav Yehuda said. I stopped looking. This is hard to understand. Somebody who already had a minig
gave up a minig,
unless he was mataned or something, because he unless it's a minig based on a mistake. Because there's a Magen Avraham at Tofer Tzadikim, where the Magen Avraham talks about Minhagim, even against Halacha, you have to follow. It's an amazing Ramadan and Magen Avraham. But he says there, in Hichas Purim, but he says there that if it's a minig based on a mistake, on an error, then minig has no substance. So maybe his minig was based on an error, thinking that it's a mitzvah, and that you have to do it. And finally, later, it's not a mitzvah, it's only a shevach, and therefore he stopped. So I'm going to write to Misha Ochal. If you ate and you forgot, whether you have to go back or not. If Bishama said you have to go back, he still said you can stay where you are. I will be amazed, deliberately walked away from your original place. You got to go back to your place. It says you forgot. Obviously, it means you forgot. I would have thought, name who? You know, amazing. If you did deliberately, maybe you don't have to go back. I said, why do you say forgot? Even in case you forgot, forces you to go back to your original place. So in halacha, the big machlek is showing him here. If he passed the bishamay, passed the bisil, and so on and so forth. But basically, it is we say that it's always ideal, and we'll see in a second why. Why would anybody pass like bishamay that you have to go back to your place? We'll soon see why. But basically, we pass that if you did a bishagig, you don't have to go back to your place. But amazing, you do have to go back to your place. And this is only by bread, something that you have to bench my Torah, and some say also main gimel, also by mezainis. But other things, by nefashas, and these things, if you went away, you make a bracha wherever you are. Tanya. According to you, you're so difficult. If somebody's on top of a large tower or something, he forgot the yard and he went down, forgot to make a bench, you climb back up, the Nachman is in the guy. According to you. And he has to act in. Let me ask you a question. That bothers you? Misha Shachach and the Kippur. If he left his wallet behind on top of the tower, you think he would ask a Rav? You think I have to go? La Yalav Yitlen, he wouldn't go back and get it. What do you think? Is the covered Atzma who Oyla the Kweit Shemay and the Koshke? The Abish is covered any less? Why? What's the big deal? You forgot the bench. Too bad. Go back. Hanu Trei Tamidi, the two students. Chad Ovid B'Shegi B'Shamay. Then he left the table. He forgot. Then he went back. Follow B'Shamay. And Va'ashkech Anuk Adava. That day he found a wallet full of golden coins. Now he's machmer like Beishamai. We learned the Gemara before that you're not allowed to be machmer Beishamai. Rav Tarfon decided by Krishma to tilt to the side, and a lion almost ate him up. So the vote over there is Beis Hillel says that if you happen to be lying, you can stay there. But Beis Hillel said there's no advantage in lying down, even though it's in the pasuk. You know, b'shachbcha, there's no advantage because it means something else. Here, Beis Hillel is meider. If you want to go back to the original seat, of course it's better if you go back to your seat. He just says we don't want to be matriach you, like the case. So therefore, in this case, definitely Beis Hillel is happy that you did the chumrah. So the Mefarshim say, why does the Gemara bring this story down? So they argue that's what the Gemara is trying to tell you. That halacha is like Beishamai. Don't pass because it means even forgot. They want to argue you should go back to your original seat. But in halacha, we pass like Beishil. Not like those who show him. The Chad over the Mezir's hill, but he went the Mezir, he misunderstood Beishil. He took it a step further. Even deliberately, he walked away from the table and bent somewhere else. The Achle Aryeh. And here, he wasn't almost gobbled up. Hitaka was gobbled up.
He didn't get that. He was lying, but...
Very good. Rabbi Chana, because of Bishayot, he was going once on a caravan. Oh, Chaliyeh, he forgot. Remember, it's like kind of, you know, you travel with a whole bunch of people, you go together. The whole, you don't, you know, you go on your own because there are wild beasts out there and there are bandits all over the place. So he wanted to go back to his original place. But how's he going to get these hundreds of people there on donkeys and full of, you know, wagons to turn around so he can go back to his original place? Omar, hey, what should I do? I'll tell them, and show you the vodich. I forgot the bench. There's no question. They'll tell me. You know what? He said, "Brich, hacha, make a bench over here. Call hecha the vodich. Who you bench? The Eibishter. Where's the Eibishter? Over there. He's everywhere. El Rachman and vodich. Mut is better. Better. I say, and show you yoyin davai. I left a golden dove made out of gold. That's what he told them. That they'll appreciate. They'll say, "Oh, for that we'll go back." Amalahu, he told them, Antli, don't show you, he made up this lie. Ozli went, and how he thought he would be able to get out of it, and they'll say, let's see it, don't know. Ozli went, Ubarichi benched, and he thought, you know, I'll cross that bridge when that happens. The Ashkech Yoyen Dava, Punk David made a nest, he found a Yoyen Dava. So this is another lie, those are showing and say, Allah is Shammai. Why would the, you know, why?
So desperate to go back.
Exactly, we'll go back, and David should made a nest, David should make this some stammas in the belt. And he lied, and obviously he didn't mind the repercussion, he didn't think he'll find a golden dove, and he was sure that people would scream at him or worse, but he did it. So he was Maisa Nefesh to follow Beis Shammai, in a way.
He could have said somebody stole it.
Could be.
That's why you turn back, or you don't turn back.
But you're middle of nowhere. Who is the somebody who could have stolen it?
Yeah, it's gone missing.
If you're in the middle of nowhere, why do you have to worry about bandits?
Okay, the bottom line, he was matriach, the whole crowd, the whole community, they come back for chumrah like Beishamai, if not for the fact that Beishamai maybe not look like him. Maishna, according to these are showing. You're right, the other shayim will learn the way you learn. Umayishna yoyin, why is dafka dove? The metilik and all yoyin, because he's not compared to a dove. The chsev kanfe yoyin, that the wings of a dove, nechme kes, are covered with silver, the everesel, and its limbs, or whatever it is, beirakar chorutz, is also etched out with gold. And what's shot? Ma yoyin, ain't it tell us, elevik nefer, how does a dove defend itself? By its wings flying away, or by flapping and hitting? Afi so, what are the wings of a yid? Our wings are mitzvahs. Add a mitzvah to when you bench, until as long as you digest it. What's the shear for digesting? As long as he's not hungry. And the shlokish says, calls man shegitva machil, says as long as he's still thirsty because of the meal he just had, so there's still a connection to that meal. How long does it take to digest 72 minutes? Like kasha. Can bachila merubah, can bachila muetis. Big machlek is showing you what it means. Some say achila merubah, if you ate a lot, then it's 72 minutes. If you ate a little bit, then it's as long as you're thirsty. Taitlin's all the way around. But if you ate a little bit, then it's 72 minutes. But if you ate a lot, even longer than that. And big machlek is showing who's that loch like, Rabbi Echanan or like Rish Lakish. Bolehem. Generally, we say 72 minutes, but the truth of the matter depends on how much of the meal. Bolem yain, wine. The memra, the Yisrael, you make a wine, if you talk about make a bracha, you make a bracha on your own. all do together. I remember the Yisrael, by Yisrael, it says in the Mishnah here that if a Kusi and all that make a bracha, we say you make a bracha, amen, you say amen after you make a bracha, but you don't answer amen after a Kusi until you hear the entire bracha, which is by Yid. If you only hear part of the bracha, you still make a, I say an amen. Not that you're Yitz, you still amen, as we will explain. Says the Gemara, remember, so I forget the Shema Kula Bracha, even though you hear the whole bracha, you answer, the Chila Shema, if you didn't hear the entire bracha, how can it be Yitz? We're not talking about Yitz, just there's a Chiv to answer amen if you hear a bracha. And by Yid, if you hear even part of a bracha, you answer amen. I mean, you learned last time, and I just said that, even, I told you, someone was trying to say, that even if you hear the, you don't hear any part of the bracha, but you hear the people answering amen, you can answer amen to that, because amen is part, as Rashi says, forms part of the bracha. Not lama test. Chelam nachna rav avu v'shalai ochel ma'an didn't eat with them not to be yitz amal rav l'chi b'rei b'ri my son chatoif baruch. If you ever have a chance to get a covered, you be the one to make the bracha, because it's a big schus to make a bracha. Let them, they're only listening to it, you're making it, so chaparayin. This is the end of Masech Tanoz as well. You tell me it's better to make a bracha than answer amen. Tanya Rabbi Yisi Omer, Yisi argues, he says, because amen not only has the mile of the bracha, he also has the mile of the amen. I'll prove it to you. I swear you're right. Kenu, that's how it is. Tate, I'll prove it to you. Gularim, you have the front line of soldiers. Yordin, Umizgan, Muhammad. They go out and wage a war. Oh, but who goes and gets, and who then, and once they open up the front, the Gibeidim, it's the strong ones, by the second group, Yerjim and Ashley go and they're victorious. So the Amen is greater than the original Bracha. So you say, Tanoi, you're right, Machleik Tanoim. So Yezi holds this Amen is greater, but we learned another Bracha, Tanya, Echad Avadim, Echad Amen, Bemashma. Elishim, Mayan, Levadim, Yezim, and Aina Amen. The Abish rewards better the one makes a Bracha than more than the one answers Amen. So actually, it's not only this, he starts with saying he's the same, and he concludes that making a Bracha is better than saying amen. So we have a machlekes. Now, here is as clearly as the chiyuv to say amen. The Magen of Rama Shulchan Aruch says a fascinating thing. He says that if a yid gives you a bracha, you have a chiyuv to answer amen. He brings a medrash. So if somebody says, no, you should be well, have nachas, you have to answer amen. It's a chiyuv, just like answering amen after a bracha. To the Eibishter, if a yid gives a bracha, you have to answer amen as well. If you hear kids saying a bracha, they're learning in school and saying David's name, do you make a bracha amen or not? Amalei achar hak says achar hakol oinin amen, and you answer amen after everybody. They're learning brachas. Hoyel misabed, so you're only doing to learn it. If they're ayu, when they're not two opinions, what Rashi learns when they're saying haftoida. If they're saying haftoida, then they're doing a mitzvah, so then you could answer amen. So then, other Rishonim ask an Ashi, then why punk choose a haftoida? What about kriyas haftoida? Child can be kriyas as well. So that one learned, miftarai means he's patting himself from a chi, whatever the chi is. If he's making a bracha for a mitzvah, you can answer amen. If he's making a bracha alone, you can answer amen. Big machlekes, so here it says clearly you can teach a kid brachas by saying the Abish's name. When you learn Gemara, and can you say the Abish's name when you're learning the Gemara? So the Magen Avraham Meir Tzvov and Alter Rebbe, all of them, they paskin that you cannot, based on the Tosfos in the next page, where the next whole Mishnah gives a whole bunch of brachas, and not once it is mentioned the Eibush's name. So Tosfos says that don't think that these brachas don't have the Eibush's name. They all have Hashem's name in it. And the Rambam said the same thing. So why Taka didn't the Rebbe say it? Because you're not allowed to say the Eibush's name. We're not allowed to say the Eibush's name, so therefore he left it out. So you're not allowed to say the Eibush's name if you're learning. So the Pinyan Gadol learns, but you're allowed to, if you're learning a pasuk of the Torah, you are allowed to say Hashem's name. But Magen Avraham doesn't make that distinction, so many learn the Magen Avraham holds, even if you're saying psukim of the Torah, you're not allowed to say Hashem's name in learning. You say Hashem, not Hashem's name. But the Mashon of Vavam and Aleph learns clearly you're allowed to say Hashem's name when you're learning psukim based on a diak over there. Let's continue. How about we learned? And one other thing is, Shlomo says you make an amen after a goy making a bracha as well. If you heard the entire bracha, a kusi, no, but a goy you can, because goy and stam are not for avodah zara today. But a yid a mishumid, you're not allowed to him because he's definitely thinking of avodah zara. So mishumid is worse than a goy.
Thank you, and also bless
you. That's what I was telling. Okay. Fine. So remember, learn shemen oil ma'akivus abrocha oil. In those days, remember, used to learn they used to take wine and then the meal. They used to have wine. They have nine machrein and they have oil to wipe the hands. Is what if you don't have oil, then you don't make a brocha. Divrei. You know, but you can't make a zumen unless you do a nine machreinim and unless you do the next part, which is shemen. Divi Rabbi Zvoi. Rabbi Zvoi says, ain't a ma'akiv. Rabbi Zvoi says that it's not ma'akiv at all. If you don't have oil, you don't have oil. You still can't have mezumin. Abachlam Hashem and Tov ma'akiv, good oil is ma'akiv, because it has this beautiful fragrance as well. So it cleans your hands, plus it gives a good smell to your hands. If you're talking about people who are accustomed to do it. We don't, we're not accustomed to do it, doesn't matter. Rabbi Zohamayah, an interesting name, because Zohamayah and all these things have to mean, you know, Zohamayah means, you know, grime and greasy. Oh, but Gesheitzim Zohamayah, Puzzle Avoy, the Kachi Daim Zohamayah, Puzzle Avoy, you can't make a brach if your hands are all full of, you know, a sully. Oh, not me, Chag, I know, Zohamayah, 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 Daim, I don't know any of these opinions, not Zohamayah, not Zohamayah, interesting names. Not Zohamayah, not Zohamayah, not Zohamayah, Ela Masnid, I know Braisa, Domer Avinu Merab, Amla Masnid, the Tanah Lurim, he's Kadash Tem. You should make yourself holy. Elu mayim reshonim. V'ha'yisem kedoshim. You should be holy. Elu mayim achreinim. These are mayim achreinim. Ki kodesh ani zeshem oil. And Yisrael kechem zu bracha. Comes out from here, as the reshonim talk out, we always say that the reason why you wash mayim achreinim is because you have the salt melos damis, and it's dangerous, so you have to wash your hair off. Here it says it's kedusha. Nothing to do with sakana. It's kedusha. So it comes out from here, there are 2 points. Look at tesis. V'ha'yisem kedoshim elu mayim achreinim. We'll finish with this tesis. Davke lehem, only for them, show you the gilin little yedeim achra suda. They used to wash their hands after the meal because they used to touch the salt, and this sodomite salt was extremely dangerous for your eyes or whatever it is. If they melech zdeimis, I will onu she'ein melech zdeimis. We don't have this sodomite salt, matzi b'neinu. Is therefore the ain onu the gilin little achra suda. We don't have to wash after the meal because of sakana. Ain hanatila makel levada. So therefore, us, there's no kedusha anymore. In other words, if there's a sakana, the taste of lens is one and the same. When there's a sakana, you have to wash your hands. That's how you, so therefore, that's the only way to prepare yourself. So that becomes kodesh. That's how you become holy. But if you don't have to wash your hands because your hands are not dirty, or because we eat, in fact, some people say, you know, because we have a fork and a knife today, we don't have to, the whole mayim achreinim doesn't happen today. So because you don't have to wash your hands today, it's only a minute we wash our hands. Because you don't have to wash your hands today, then there's no in kedusha then to prepare, because there's no mayil in it. People who are very clean. They normally wash their hands after the meal. They surely have to wash my machreinim. Because of kedusha. They don't have a sakana because of kedusha. If that's the normal thing to do, then for you, Bensi, for the Abish, should be no less than what you normally do for yourself. And therefore it becomes under the
Yisrael. So why did the shemen fall by the wayside?